I don't know if you'd make the distinction between a wooden water bucket or and an aluminum one. I can remember that we had an aluminum one. Mm-hmm. An aluminum one.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the wooden one would be called a pail and the other would be called a water bucket. However, at our house, whatever was attached to the well rope was the water bucket,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And also you call the metal thing a pail.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you said that you did have a cow for a while, that your oldest brother had milk. What did you carry the milk in?
In an aluminum pail.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what do you call the, I don't know if you didn't have them, but the buckets that people use to feed hogs, you know, when they...
Call them slop buckets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what would you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
What was it made of?
Cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did it have legs on it? Or?
No. Now those were used in fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The ones with legs on them. A cast iron skillet's back then, and my mother still has the one she started housekeeping with.
Oh, she does?
It isn't the thick cast iron, but it's a thin, sheer
mm-hmm.
cast iron, which
mm-hmm.
isn't heavy at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still one of the best skillets that we have.
And it's not heavy?
No, it
I've
isn't
never
heavy.
Seen that.
The girl I worked with was telling me that her mother had given her hers,
uh-huh.
and hers is the same way. It isn't heavy.
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen one like that?
So
yeah. You have to use both hands. Well, this one you don't.
Like a heavy iron thing with a small opening, a type of vessel that would be used. I don't know if you had this. Some people would have them out in their backyards, like to.
They were called wash pots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did have
that. Yes.
That was
yes.
what you
washed. Yes. You would heat, and you always boiled your white things,
uh-huh.
you know, to keep them
uh-huh.
white, because we didn't have Clorox then.
Yeah.
So after the white things were always washed first, of course, and then they were put in the pot to boil. First, you would heat your water in this pot and pour it into the tubs,
mm-hmm.
and then you would refill it and get it back to boiling, and then put all of your ingredients, soap and everything in there, and boil those for a long time, and they would come out snow white. They really would.
That's amazing.
And bluing in the rinse water, you
uh-huh.
know.
I remember bluing.
Uh-huh.
what about something that sort of shaped like that, but smaller, that you might, did they have anything like that they put on the stove that was...
Yes, they used to have iron tea kettles.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they would look very much like them.
Yes, just be almost a miniature.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, I think that cast iron was probably the most popular cooking utensil that people had around here. They would also have cast iron bean pots, you know, which were large
mm-hmm.
Utensils with handles in them, you know. But I can't recall anything else at this moment shaped like that other than the tea kettles. I can remember the iron, cast iron tea kettles, which were unusually heavy, I thought.
Yeah.
It kept children from lifting them.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a good thing.
Sure.
And
sure.
They didn't mean for that to be one of the built-in benefits.
No.
What about a container for cut flowers?
A vase, they would probably call it now. We always said a vase.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the eating utensils that you would have, like
knives, forks, spoons.
And did you have a great big one for cutting meat? A big knife, I mean.
Yes, butcher knife.
Now, after a meal, your mother or somebody might say, now I must do what to the dishes?